What is up, guys? It is DJ Alex, aka The Hurricane, coming back at you with another episode of Warren's Insanity, where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is. And of course, as this is a two-person podcast, I've got with me more
DJ Kyle. Who calls you the Hurricane?
My dad. Actually, no, multiple people in my family, because my dad only refers to me as the Hurricane.
Why? Can I get a background, please?
Because when I was a kid, I would, like my parents are divorced, this is known, but whenever I'd go to my dad's, I had a lot of toys over there, and I'd, like, put them all on the floor, and I'd be, like, putting, like, water everywhere and everything, so he called me, like, the Hurricane, because I just leave, like,
and he's just never
destruction everywhere.
That is the thing. If once you get a nickname,
it's
like,
stuck.
No matter how embarrassing it is, you're gonna live with it. Like, literally, I have like, people who are, like, hey, about middle age with three kids still get called Pooh. Who? Like, where'd that come from? I pooped a lot as a child.
There's always, like, Dre. He, like, grown.
Like, you, like, it's just weird names. Like, you're 45. You have two kids. Why do they still refer to you as this?
I mean, I'm just, like, at this point, I embrace it. Normally, my dad calls me by my middle name, but when we have company, he wants to act all bold. Be like, Hurricane, get over here. Hurricane. Why should call it Hurricane? Man, leave me alone.
I don't know. I also feel like it's part of that internalized bullying for families. Like, they want you to remember when you were a kid, you used to poop everywhere, like, nonstop. Just so we're gonna call you poo poo for the rest of your life, and we're gonna write it in your obituary. It's gonna be like, it's Tamika, aka poo poo hall.
Okay, so today we are going into this podcast blind. Well, you are.
I'm going.
I know
blind.
What we're talking.
Alex knows.
Yeah. Okay.
About.
So this is our second year of having this podcast. We miraculously did
we
not
survived
lose it.
One year.
I don't know about next year though.
I don't know if we'll be back, but
we can try.
We'll try.
So I gave myself a little project, and I listened to basically all of season one of last year's Insanity.
Okay.
And so I didn't, like, write down notes, but it was, like, late at night, so I just kind of remembered everything about all the things that happened in the first episode. So first of all, there was this joke that I was trying to get out, and I want to say for, like, about 7 minutes, but you continued to talk over it but at the end, you just went, oh, what did you want to say? And then I said it, and as I was listening to it, I, like, giggled, but I could just, like, feel that it was, like, out of pity. And I just want you to know that that's going to need to stop this year.
I will let you talk.
And then another thing is that White Hair told me, he was like, you guys' podcast is funny sometimes, but it seems like when you guys are funny, it catches you off guard that you're funny. So you have to sit there and laugh about it and figure out why it was funny. And you know,
he wasn't wrong. We're never purposely funny.
I think what happens is that most of the time, like, something comes out and we're like, aw, dang,
that was kind of funny. Literally, that is like us in class. Like, we'll be doing something and they'll start laughing and we'll just laugh, but we inside our heads just like, what happened?
We funny.
We just try to exist over here.
I mean,
here.
That's kind of like the thought you think when you're like, me and my friend could have a podcast. Our topics are interesting. You not.
Man, but okay. It's like, okay, so, wait, what?
What?
I don't know. I feel like, oh, what is our topic? Can I know?
Our topic is old podcasts.
Oh, man. I don't know. I feel like we're going to have a mention TikTok from both of us on every podcast. So just like one TikTok that's like stuck with you. Just as like a little segment.
If that's what you want to do at the end of every episode,
yeah,
sure. But I mean,
are you going to like quiz me on stuff?
A little.
Oh, dang.
Okay. I don't know. I started listening to Mabama Bam again. And like the way they read it is it would be like Justin like sitting there to like, what are we talking about, Justin? And Justin's like, you don't get to know. And I was like, oh, I like that.
I like that. That's some heat right there.
That's funny. But, so there's the episode where we had Kalina on, right?
Yes.
We could hear Kalina when we were recording, but according to the podcast, it's like us talking, and then there will be a moment of silence and then like hysterical laughter.
But it's the way that her mic was up all the way.
Mm-hmm. Like literally at the cap.
It was at the top, and y'all still couldn't hear her because she would talk to the side of her mic like this, or just like really far.
Or she just like have her head lean down.
Like, yeah, so like basically.
Okay, and the only time I actually heard her was when I was like, okay, so Ty listens to these. So like, hi Ty. She went, hi Dad, like right into the mic.
But she couldn't do that the rest of it. That's like the one podcast that I listened to because Neo was like, who did you have on this? And we were like, Kalina. And he was like, really? Because it sounded like you just had silence. And that was the most delusional podcast because we'd talk, you'd hear us clearly. And then,
well, first of all, it just felt like Kalina wasn't there.
Like you'd hear.
Like only when the topic was interesting to her would she speak up. But then there's so the first three podcasts we were stuck in the VT studio and we're very upset about it.
Okay, but also y'all, as y'all probably know, our first podcast got lost in the computer system. So that thing was a train wreck.
Oh my goodness. But so to us we were recording the third episode in the VT studio, but to them it just looked like the second.
No, because didn't we find the first one?
I mean, they were just uploaded out of order.
Yeah, we never found the first one. And then when we found it, they decided to just put it out. So, like, it was like, hey, this is our first podcast, like, our introduction. But to y'all, I'm pretty sure that was, like, podcast number two or three.
Yeah, maybe. But, like, anyways, so it was, like, the third podcast that was released. And we were like, so people just keep on walking in here. And this is one of the ones you were editing.
Oh, and then I was, like, next person to walk. That was
our tradition of if you walk in, you sit down and be on the podcast started kind of later.
Yeah.
But we would forget to edit out like some of the
people
responses.
Shut the door.
Right. So it'd be like, and there'd be like a little break and then you'd hear me like, what do you want? can you go recording?
What do you want? It's the fact that I know they see the recording light.
It's always on.
It's that.
The VT recording light is the only one that works.
Yeah. Because this one is connected to that one sometimes. This production studio?
Yeah.
Yeah. The second production studio is sometimes connected to the on-air radio thing. And right. That one's connected to this. But if VT is on, you know someone's in there because that's the only one that's connected to.
Right. The on-air one works kind of like sometimes.
And they just refuse to just look at the side. Because sometimes they'd come in, they'd be like, are you guys recording? No, we're sitting in here. Talking into our mics, asking you what you want.
I mean, even now, it's kind of obscure for us to, like, record. Like, even if, like, the end of the year, they'd walk in and be like, oh, you guys are recording? My bad. We'd have people that would, like, nap in here while we were recording or just sit there and stare.
No, you remember Xavier? Like, he'd always walk in and be like, oh, you guys
y'all recording?
Y'all recording a podcast? And we'd be like, yeah, y'all got a podcast?
Every single time.
Like, literally,
we
no
literally
matter
had
what.
Xavier himself on it before.
He was
he
in
would
there.
Still walk in. Y'all recording?
We had our nappers. We always had Taz and Thomas.
I mean, Taz was the easiest one to be in here because if something was funny, he'd wake up and be like.
I feel like he was such a light sleeper. Like he'd wake up like.
That was funny.
back to sleep.
Right. And if something like didn't land, you kind of tell he like flip his head over like, dang, that was kind of lame.
See, but this year it's kind of easier because it's not that many people like. We don't have to worry about that many people walking in because all the people in there know we have podcasts.
Right.
Too.
And it was mostly the seniors that like felt the need to always come into the production studio.
Or Colin feeling like he had executive issues because he bought a fridge. Like, hey, I need you guys out.
Yeah, basically. All right. So we're at about like the 9 minute mark. I say we go ahead and start this weird TikTok thing that you had planned out.
Yeah. Okay. So basically it's going to be a little TikTok segment. Well, not even a segment, like, because we both watch TikTok, durantly? I don't know what the word is, but we both constantly are on TikTok.
Yes.
For the most part.
Basically.
So, we're just going to do, like, one or two TikToks that have, like, stuck with you.
Living in our brain rent-free.
Yeah. Like, rent-free, not paying any payments. And then that'll basically be, like, how we wrap it up.
I mean, that'd be a good way to, like, force us.
Yeah.
End it sooner because I know there are a lot of times where we're like, okay, do the intro, outro, and it's like, no.
So once we hit like the right time, we're gonna do like a little. We're gonna tell you guys some TikToks that we embroidered in our brains.
We're nearing the 10-minute mark, so I think maybe at around the 10-minute mark.
Yeah, like around the 10-minute mark, we'll be like, hey, so TikTok time. Anytime you hear, hey, so TikTok time.
I mean, we could probably make like a, we can't make a little jingle. We be pushing it.
Nah. I mean, we could, but we might. We'll see. Just so you know, this year we're focusing on more targeted, like instead of being, as White Hair calls it, all over the place, we're working on more targeted.
But the subjects. Thing is, before is that it was like we try and do like one topic and be sporadic, but now we've just decided if we say we're going to do multiple topics,
we're just going to
Then, I mean, we're on topic.
It's on topic. We chose to do these. But, so, do you want to go first on your TikTok?
You go first. I need to think about it.
I've had a couple. Okay, so, for, like, the past forever, ever since the song came out, I haven't been able to get the meepan, zoom, 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 zoom. And I keep seeing the one where it'll just be, like
the alpaca's those. Dancing?
Yes, but it'll be the ones where it's, like, the sunburnt videos. And meepan, zoom, zoom. So my friend sends me like TikToks, like, but I don't have notifications on because it'll be like, so and so is live. I don't care. So I'll go check it. It'll be like 30 unread messages, right?
Mm-hmm.
And homie keeps like spamming me with this one. It'll be like, everyone has that one friend who could easily be famous, but they just don't want, but they just don't put themselves out there. And she was like, this is you. This is you. I'm like, hey, I don't even post TikToks. Everything I post is private. Like, I don't know why. Like, if you go to my page, you'll just be like, nope.
Not for you. Nope.
Nothing out. But that, and there's this one where, okay, see, I've started to, like, because, okay, I'm pretty sure y'all know what TikTok is. I know what the sides are. You got,
hopefully.
Yeah. So, I've started to go to, like, alt TikTok. Just because, like, it's kind of nice.
I mean, alt TikTok is amazing. I've been there for a minute.
I've been there, but there's frog TikTok. There's conspiracy theory TikTok. And for 2 weeks, I was on frog TikTok, and it was just so peaceful. Like, I didn't know it was a thing. It'd just be like, this is my frog. He wants to give you a kiss. And it'd be like, the frog would just be like,
I mean, that's pretty weird for us, for, like, you to have moved to the wholesome side and me to just... Because the TikToks that are my top two right now are not... First of all, my For You page has been mostly videos of babies being taught to swim.
Those are horrific. I'm sorry. Those are scary.
They literally throw them in the water.
Yes. Like, that's how they teach kids to swim. Like, they take them, go, okay. And then they drop them in. And
in the videos I saw, there was no okay. It was take that baby.
The okay is in their head. Because it'll be like them. They take the baby, drop it. And then like, you're supposed
to. It'll sink first.
You're just supposed to come back up.
They're just supposed to not drown.
That's how you test your kids' fight or flight instincts.
And then I don't know if you've seen that one guy. And he starts all his TikToks with, yeah, yeah.
The singing, and then everybody would be clowning him. Like, have you been seeing the remixes where it was like him and it was like, yeah, yeah, okay, this is the Try Not Sing Challenge. And it was like, whoever sings better gets to, like, I saw one and she was like, yeah, yeah. Okay, here we got me and my cat. And whoever sings better has to lick the other one's armpit. and I guess the cat won for some reason. And so, like, the cat was just, like, licking her armpit. And I was like, not interested. Please don't ever show me this again.
The specific one I'm talking about is like, yeah, yeah, singing challenge. And the officer in the back went, I'm writing you a ticket. He's like, and so he started singing Pretty Young Thing. And he's like, now you. And the cop went, I don't sing. And handed him the ticket. And then he just looked at anyone, $1,000. Yeah. Man, what is wrong with you? And that video lives in my brain rent free.
Have you seen the one where it's like, yeah, yeah, it'd be like, I just tested positive for COVID-19. No, no, and just stops the video.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I forgot that there was like an original version where he literally
singing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Hey guys, but I just got tested positive.
Those were very annoying. It'd be like, yeah, yeah, singing challenges. Okay, we go. Whoever sings better has to, like, one, like, whoever sings better gets to kiss the other one's girlfriend. What?
excuse me? The only other one that's really living in my brain is like, this kid splashed me in the pool, so now we're friends. So it was just them like dancing. It was them dancing around the pool. And it's so cute. They're having so much fun together. You think it's so wholesome. And then it gets to the end. And he picks up the kid by the armpits and throws him. Like, and the kid sinks and doesn't come back up.
No, that were, okay. So the last one.
Oh, dang. People probably think I have like some weird, like, I'm on like weird, like drowning TikTok. Y'all, I promise I can swim. I'm not drowning anyone.
The one that lives in my brain, it's like that one, but it was like this girl's parents left her at the hotel. Like, I don't know what happened, but like her parents were gone and she was like, she came up to me. And it's just like, it's just like really wholesome. And I was just like waiting for like the drop because I'm like, This ain't normal.
Don't run to the pool from Third Story.
it was like really wholesome. Like they were just like laying upside down in like the hotel chairs. And then in the end, it was just like, okay, I'm gonna take her home now. And it just like showed the girl getting into her car, and I was like, and the girl hasn't posted anything. Like all the comments are like, is she like, are y'all like really related? Because you know how people do that, like the, oh, I'm gonna kiss my best friend, but they really date. It's like,
no.
I was on that side of TikTok for a minute.
I'm on TouchDark TikTok.
But so like she hasn't, I think that I'm pretty sure it was her sister, but she hasn't posted anything else. Like everybody's in the comments just like, was that really your sister? Why'd you take her? And at this point, I just feel like
she gone.
Man, this is not going to make any sense to y'all because y'all aren't in this room. But that spot on the wall, I keep looking at it and it just looks like a bug. Like, am I the only one who sees it?
Yes.
Like some sort of mosquito. And I've been trying to look away from it this whole time. But it's just,
I see
there.
The mosquito.
Don't get COVID from the mosquitoes. Stay safe. I hope y'all COVID is nice. I'm going to wrap it up.
Did you just say COVID is nice?
I hope y'all have a nice back to school.
I'm going to need you to take a moment to enunciate that COVID is not nice.
Yeah, COVID is bad. Don't get it. Actually, I want to stay safe. Wear your mask.
Please wear your mask. It's not that deep.
It's really
not. Put it
not.
Over your nose. It's not.
The only time you do not need a mask on is if you're like outside, but in like clear areas. Like,
right. Don't, if you're in the parking lot and like everyone's in the parking lot at once because it's like a flash mob or something, like, just put your mask on.
Just like if you're just like walking home and it's just you, you should probably get someone you know to walk with you. But
and you should take off your mask that you can be easily identified just in like case of someone like sees you. Like, anyways, just wear your mask.
Yeah, be safe. Make good decisions.
Wash your hands. Some people think that sanitizer is like the only solution. Yeah. Washing your hands is much safer.
Sanitizer is a backup, or if you're out and you're not able to wash your hands, that's when you'd pull out the sanitizer.
But if you have the option to wash your hands, please
use some soap and water.
I mean, Dora could explain it better than we could, but Dora's the
What's
OG.
Over there?
Hola, soy Dora.
It's soap and water. Goodbye.
Oh, wait, we have to do our actual outro.
Yeah, we do. I don't know if you guys missed this. I've been saying it just a little bit. Ready?
I guess. Why have you been saying it outside of the podcast?
I haven't. I'm just saying that I've been saying
it. Do we need to get it trademarked so that you can stop saying it outside the podcast room?
I just go up to people warrant insanity. That
I'm so glad I don't have any other classes with you. I couldn't.
But you have two here, so. Two? You have one here. But let's wrap this bad boy up.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Warren's Insanity,
where the N is capitalized and nothing else is.
Have a nice day.
All right, yeah, I love you.
Peace.
Sharpo Jr. I mean, I'd go on for days.